Today, French peacekeeping forces are trying to restore stability to a remote city in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The French troops are moving into the city of Bunia, where gunmen have been looting the town and killing civilians. Much of the populace fled. To the extent that anybody was in control at all, the city was in the hands of a rebel group called the Union of Congolese Patriots. Now the French are trying to establish control, and NPR's Jason Beaubien is in the city.
The bodies are buried in a vegetable patch on the church grounds. Vicar Dieudonné Urungi, the head of the parish, says five or six children are among the 13 bodies that now lie between the corn and the cassava. According to witnesses who survived, the 13 were killed by Lendu militiamen after they had sought refuge in the church compound. Two priests who tried to stop the massacre were also killed. Their bodies lie in parallel graves outside the vicar's office. They were young, Urungi says. One of the priests was 30 and the other 36. The victims at the Nyakansanza Catholic Church are some of the more than 400 people who've been killed in Bunia since ethnic fighting broke out last month. The battles between rival Hema and Lendu militias have driven most of Bunia's residents from their homes. Vicar Urungi says the townspeople are terrified. Urungi says people don't understand how priests can be killed. They don't understand how those striving for peace can be slaughtered. The massacre at the Nyakansanza church happened almost exactly a month ago. Since then, the fighting has been sporadic, but there are daily reminders that Bunia is still not safe. The town is now controlled by the Hema-dominated UPC, the Union of Congolese Patriots. UPC soldiers, some as young as 10 years old, tote AK-47s through the streets. At a small health clinic opened by the United Nations in the center of town, Dr. Anton Tombwe says people with fresh war wounds continue to come in every day.
Et puis, il y a d'autres victimes de viol, de ceci. Par exemple, la fille que vous avez trouvée ici, elle a été violée par les militaires.
Tombwe explains there are other victims. For example, the gangly 11-year-old girl who sits blank-faced in his examining room. She was raped the day before when she left the UN-protected camp to gather cassava leaves at her home for food. Dr. Tombwe believes the soldiers who raped her were from the UPC because they're the only militia operating inside Bunia. He says she's the fifth rape victim he's seen recently, but he thinks many more cases go unreported. Hundreds of French peacekeeping troops began arriving in Bunia last week with a new mandate from the United Nations to restore security in Bunia. Some in the town want the French to disarm the UPC rebels or drive them out of Bunia. Rebuilding residents' sense of security could mean confronting the UPC. So far, the French have not even met with the rebel leaders, and the new UN peacekeepers are only authorized to be in the country through the end of August. While many in Bunia don't feel safe enough to return to their homes and remain in camps protected by the United Nations, residents are starting to return to church. At Nyakansanza Catholic Church, the 8:30 Mass this morning was packed for the first time since the fighting broke out 6 weeks ago. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Bunia, Eastern Congo.